Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Kara Golden Show. I'm so excited to have my next guest here. We have Sheree Hager, who is the co-founder and CEO of Salt. And if you are not familiar with this brand, you're going to learn and be so excited to learn about everything that they're doing to revolutionize the feminine hygiene industry with its sustainable and high-quality menstrual care products. Driven by the mission to provide a healthier, more sustainable alternative to traditional period products, Sheree, her co-founder and team at Salt are dedicated to empowering women worldwide through education, accessibility, and community support. I am super excited to learn a lot more about this company and hear everything that they're doing to really disrupt the innovation in menstrual care, in the menstrual care industry, I should say, and improve the lives of women globally. So welcome, Sheree.
Thank you so much for having me.
Super excited to have you here, and it's great to meet you. And your brand and products are amazing. So everybody needs to try it. We'll have all the info in the show notes. But before that, can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to start Salt? What is the backstory?
Yeah. So my husband and I come from Latin heritage. My mom is from Argentina. And his dad is from Venezuela, and he was actually born in Venezuela. So I was speaking to his aunt in Venezuela, and she was describing the situation there from political instability and dictatorship to hyperinflation. And it led to these huge shortages of basic consumer staples like food and hygiene supplies, let alone things like pads and tampons, right? And now that we've all gone through this pandemic, through COVID, we've experienced just how fast store shelves can clear. And I immediately thought of my five daughters and what I would do in that situation. I have six kids now. I have a little son too, but I had five daughters at the time. And our dependence on disposables kept me up at night. And I kept wondering, why are we still using these single-use disposable products for the past 100 years? Because I learned that there was a lack of access to period products that extended beyond Venezuela. Over 62% of the world lives in period poverty, which makes, you know, girls miss school, women miss out on economic opportunity every day. And I thought, why is this default that we've come to rely upon something people can't access or afford? And so I thought there had to be a better way. I started looking into reusable options for my family in Venezuela and was introduced to the period cup for the first time. And I was like, what is this? You know, same questions a lot of people have. What is this? I've never seen this before. I'm a grown woman in my 30s at the time. And where has this been my whole life? You can wear it for 12 hours. It's cleaner. It's sustainable. It's non-toxic. It lasts 10 years. So you never have to visit the tampon aisle again. So I would have one in my purse and I would have, you know, one in my bathroom. And I just felt this sense of freedom and control over this time of the month and this like lack of reliance. And I noticed a gap in the marketplace where there wasn't a lot of US-made cups And I didn't really find a cup that really spoke well with my anatomy. And so I roped my husband along to creating a cup, which took 14 design iterations on a 3D CAD model, one that I thought would work well for beginners specifically. And then we also started making period underwear to make a replacement for pads and tampons. So both inserted products and, you know, a wearing product. And so we launched in February 2018 with our first product. And, you know, then we launched our underwear in 2020, and the rest is history.
How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around. Available on desktop or app, no matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years, helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long-term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options: keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart. Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. The rest is history. And so are you, did you start off doing direct to consumer, or sort of how did you initially go to market?
Yeah. So we started off on online and on Amazon. We had a focus group, which is something I'd recommend for any entrepreneur. We tried to get a focus group of 1,000 people. We called it Salt Loves Our Focus Group. It was just a lame name. But our goal was to really figure out what resonated with our consumer and figure out what they wanted. So we'd ask them all sorts of questions. We built this focus group. I would literally travel to different states and say, "Hey, bring your laptop and I'll buy lunch for you. I just want you to invite friends to this focus group." And I tell them what we're doing. We didn't have a product yet, but I said it's going to be amazing and we will get you one, you know, as soon as they become available. And so we'd ask them, you know, "Do you like this copy versus this copy? Do you like this branding?" And we literally molded our brand to what people were telling us they wanted. And then when we launched, we had this 1,000-person focus group that all, you know, posted their unboxing experiences right there on, you know, Facebook and Instagram. And it helped catapult us, you know, and helped us give something so that we didn't just launch our website and, you know, have it be crickets with flashing lights. So it started directing some traffic. But then, yeah, we also launched on Amazon, which I think is a great place for brand awareness, for brands to be discovered in the first place. We have a love and hate relationship with Amazon. I think everybody does. It's a great place. It's also difficult, but it really helps. And then we started launching into retail after that. But primarily at first, those were our two avenues.
And where does the name come from, Salt?
Yeah, we get asked that a lot. People think it might be an acronym, but we were really looking for something that was one syllable, that was easy to say, and something that would invoke this feeling of returning to the natural, because the menstrual cycle is essential, you know, to populate the human population. And we feel like it deserves some kudos, not censorship, right? And salt is also essential in the landscape, and it's essential in our bodies. And so we just wanted to invoke that same kind of landscape, earthy type of feel.
How did you figure out like the product market fit outside of doing focus groups? Like, how were you really sure that this was going to work?
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's ever really sure whether it's going to work. I remember we had to design our cup before, you know, being able to test it with consumers necessarily. We had to do our best. So we'd cut up cups, you know, we'd test the size, we'd test, you know, the durometer of it, we'd test the elasticity of it and so forth and how much it would hold, and decided to launch with two sizes. And, you know, it's a $25,000 investment that's etched in steel because, you know, it's liquid silicone injection molding. And if you don't get it right, well, then you have 50,000 of your life savings that's down the drain. So it was really, when I say we did 14 design iterations, it's really about getting that as close to perfect as you can based on your own learnings. And I remember those first days when we sent it out to our focus group, it was this up and down roller coaster, right? It's like, "Oh my gosh, okay, it's working for people. Oh wait, no, it's leaking and they don't love it. And oh, okay, wait, no, they got it to work." And you know, you start to develop that confidence as an entrepreneur as you hear this real world feedback saying, "Oh my gosh, I love this," or "I love it more than competitors."
So, are you just available in the US currently?
We're in the US, we're in the EU, we're also in Australia on Amazon, and then we have a little bit of a presence in Canada and so forth, but primarily in the US.
That's awesome. So, how difficult has it been to get the message out about this concept of reusable period care the way and how, you know, that's the way of the future? I mean, you're competing against massive brands and sort of familiar ways of people handling this.
Yeah, I mean, stigma was our greatest challenge and opportunity. And I came from a technical writing background, so I didn't come from being in the menstrual care industry. We didn't know this was going to be our life goal, right? I was a technical writer for 15 years. And as a writer, I would take these really ambiguous concepts and I would try to make them consumable for the mainstream consumer. And so when I saw reusable period care and said, "Okay, this requires a lot of behavior change, a lot of education, but it's not insurmountable. It's something we can do." And so I really took that approach. We do so much education in the space. We're one of the leading brands to really, you know, get enough education on YouTube and through blogs and so forth to educate people about this product and why it's better. But we saw that stigma as our greatest challenge and opportunity. And so we felt there was this way that we could change the narrative and change this association of periods with shame, you know, and as something that, you know, should be shunned or hidden, instead show it as an elevated product. And we really tried to elevate that period care. So one thing we did is we put it in this beautiful package that was Instagram worthy, that opened up and showcased it as a beautiful, clean, non-toxic, sustainable product that it is. And it's really caught on. So it's really resonated with our consumers.
So can you explain the term period equity? When I was doing some research, I saw a little bit about this, but can you explain to everybody more about what that is?
Yeah. So period equity is really the goal for equal access to menstrual products and education around reproductive health. And another term that's used frequently is period poverty, which is the lack of access to safe and reliable period care. So there's about 800 million people with periods around the world. And of those 500 million, so over 62% live in period poverty, which causes girls to drop out of school and women to miss work. So think about it. So for those, you know, women listening to the podcast, let's say you started your period today, but you don't have access to period care. Would you go to school? Would you go to work? Would you feel confident doing what you do every day if you're constantly afraid of leaking out in public? Nobody wants that kind of embarrassment. So what do women do and girls do in developing nations if they don't have period care? Well, they start to get resourceful. They use things like banana leaves, old cloth, bits of mattress pad, paper torn from school books, or even things like soil or ash to manage their periods. And in some parts of Africa, you hear it a lot, but some will even exchange sexual favors with their professors in exchange for pads. So it's a big problem. So as you can imagine, as soon as a girl hits puberty, you start to see school dropout rates skyrocket in developing nations. So for instance, in Uganda, 91% of girls are enrolled in primary school. It drops to 22% in secondary school. And you have to ask yourself, what happened? Well, it's periods that happened, right? And so when we realized that a product this big had the power to keep girls in school, help women be able to provide for their families, and it literally breaks cycles of poverty for generations, it's just something that we had to get behind. It's my why, right? And yeah, we're a certified B Corp, so we have a 2% social give back mission where we donate these products all around the world and we fund educational scholarships and also fund initiatives, environmental sustainability. But really, donating these products is the number one thing that we can do to change lives. And we hit a big milestone just at the end of this year. So we've now donated over 100,000 products in 50 countries.
That's amazing. Good for you. That is absolutely incredible. So you started the underwear part of your business. What was it that made you think, okay, we've got to go and innovate and do more than what the original product was?
Yeah, so I had tried. I'm a big wear tester. I wear tested all the different competitor underwear. And I knew that I wanted Salt to be a one-stop shop for a sustainable period. So we wanted the underwear and the cups, you know, for a fully sustainable period. And when I tried it out, they worked okay. You know, they were absorbent, but they felt really bulky and they felt really wet. I felt like I was wearing a wet diaper. And so one of the beautiful things about starting from stupid or starting from zero, and I know you mentioned this one time on an article at The Helm I saw where you said your lack of experience in the industry and the beverage industries really helped you disrupt the category, right? Felt the same way. So coming into this category, you know, there was so many of the offerings where it was cookie cutter offerings that you could get from China for absorbent underwear that they would sell it to you. And I said, I want something that's super thin, that feels really dry, that's still just as absorbent as the competition, and I want it to feel beautiful and like normal underwear. And it was really kind of an impossible task as you think about it, but what did we do? Well, we looked at the outdoor industry to see, you know, what they had in performance fabric. We talked with forensic experts that worked with blood and fabric. And then we said, okay, what is this gusset stack going to look like? And it's a patent pending gusset stack now that is now the thinnest and driest and most absorbent on the market. We made it happen. It took us 3.5 years, but that is the beauty of coming into an industry and looking from a different perspective.
Yeah, they're absolutely terrific for sure. So how many SKUs did you have initially? I guess you had the one product, the core product. And then once you ended up launching after that, how did you think about adding SKUs?
Well, we're self-funded. And so adding SKUs for underwear was definitely a big investment. And we had to be very careful with our purchase orders and our buys, right? We have only offered sizes extra small to extra large. And then we did to double XL. People keep asking us for 3X and 4X. So we're expanding in a couple months, which is great. But yeah, it is a lot of inventory, you know, going from a couple SKUs to like multiple, you know, multiple thousands. But I was going to say some big news, though, some big wins is that we've been able to launch our underwear into more retail locations. So That's in our great. Second year of business, we were able to launch into all Target stores nationwide. And, you know, since then, we've also been able to get our underwear into Target, into 400 stores. We've gotten our cups and our underwear into 7,000 CVS stores. And then this month, we just launched into Whole Foods Market. We've expanded into 360 doors. And so in addition to being, you know, the number one best-selling cup on Amazon and also in Target, we've really been able to expand into mass retail. So that's been a big win. So we're about a 60-40 split e-com to mass retail right now, which is good to be omnichannel.
Yeah, that's terrific. So Salt places a strong emphasis on sustainability and social impact. And you talked a little bit about that. Why do you think that's so important to consumers, especially when we're, you know, it's just a pad after all? I mean, you know, why do you think people are paying more and more attention to this? I mean, this is really, what you guys are doing is really shifting an entire industry. I mean, it's pretty audacious, right? To want to do this. And why do you think it's so important to people?
First of all, I would say that there's been a lack of innovation in the period care industry for literally a century. The most that we got was in the 1980s, the pad with wings. And that's primarily because feminine hygiene companies were run by men. And we are products that are designed by women for women. And when you have a product development team that is able to wear tests and know it so intimately, you come up with better products. You just do. So this industry has lacked for a long time. I always like to tell journalists, if men had periods, we would have had better options a long time ago. Cars are faster, you know, phones are smarter. What happened to period care? Well, we're trying to make that happen. So it's important to the modern consumer, I think primarily because of product. So, you know, you can do as much, you know, social impact and social good and sustainability as you want. But if you don't have a superior product, consumers aren't going to pay attention. It needs to actually change their life. And that's the number one phrase that we hear from our customers is that it's life changing. And that's because they feel in control in their period. They still feel beautiful. They feel like they can take care of themselves. And it goes beyond periods. It goes to bladder leaks. It goes to discharge and all the taboo topics that nobody wants to speak about, we do openly. But at the same time, sustainability matters, right? We have our, you know, Gen Z, millennials, Gen Alpha, and so forth that care so much about this planet. They see what's happened to the planet and they want to align with brands that are trying to do better. With B Corps, like we got our certification in 2019. We've been recertified since then, but who are doing good for the planet, doing good for people, right? Being invested in people and helping others and not just in it for profit. So I believe that the way of the future is that if you don't have a social mission or have a cause that people can get behind, then you're not going to have the buy-in from, you know, today's consumers.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. So can you share a moment in building this company where you heard from consumers how much this product is really helping them? I think that those emails, those letters that founders get from consumers. I always tell friends of mine that if you really believe in a product, send it to the founder because you just don't even know how much that is going to help a founder. And it's tough. It's tough to build a company in any industry, but I'd love to hear what comes to mind when you think about that question.
There are so many. So we have a Slack channel called Great Reviews, and we literally get reviews every single week that are just glowing about our products. And this isn't to boast. Like this is just something that fuels our whole team every day. It's our passion. It's why we love to do it, because we love to change lives. We have so many scenarios. But I'll tell you the two that stand out the most. One of them is a young girl in Uganda who we interviewed about using the cup for the first time. And she was so shy, and she talked about how she didn't want to go to school and how difficult it was for her. She had to go change her, you know, period cup in the tall grass. And, you know, she turns to the interview camera and she said, And they said, what has the cup done for you? How's it, you know, given you more freedom? And she said, I no longer regret being a girl. Oh, that just got me. It still gets me. I feel teary-eyed doing it. The second one actually is probably my hardest customer, which is my own daughters. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I have a 14-year-old daughter. The 16-year-old actually helped us develop our first teen cup. And it was funny because when she first got her period, she said, Mom, I know that you run a period care company, but I'm going to try tampons first. And I said, okay, more power to you. You know, as a parent, that you have to let them, you know, go their own way. But she came to me about a week later and she said, okay, Mom, I tried the cup and I didn't know this. And I was so surprised. I'm like, oh, wow, she did that really fast. Because sometimes, you know, it takes some time to build up that courage to try something new. And she said, I don't know why anybody would wear tampons. The cups are so much better. And I just thought, okay, win. If I can convince my own daughter, that is such a huge win. And then my second daughter, my 14-year-old, hadn't gotten her period yet last year. And I remember my husband and I asking her, hey, so have you gotten your period yet? You know, like it should have happened soon, yeah. Right? She says, I don't know, Mom, actually, because I wear your saltware every day. So I can't even tell. And it took me back and I thought for a moment, thought every young girl has had that embarrassing moment where they've leaked out in math class or had an embarrassing moment while they're in an athletic event, had to tie the sweater around their waist. And my daughter will never have to experience that because she wears saltware every day. And so whether she starts her period early or late or spots, like it's, she's taken care of. And I just thought, I want to encapsulate that and make that sense of freedom happen for every young girl out there. So that's one of my greater causes.
So you came from a totally different industry. You mentioned this earlier where you were a technical writer before. So you're starting a company. This is your first company that you're starting. When do you know you're successful? I think every founder, especially brand new founders, how do you figure it out? Like, you know, this thing is going to work. You know, I'm off to the races, but I guess... How do you know, how do you get confident enough that you're going to keep going?
It's a great question. I think that, you know, we are worried ourselves, you know, this started as a side hustle. We came from real estate and technical writing. And I remember that we were running the business out of my husband's real estate office. And we actually, as we started gaining success, we ended up repainting it to more pinks, you know, and some more feminine colors, redesigned it because it was growing greater than our real estate business. And we had an investment real estate business. And one of the biggest confirmations of success actually came from the target buyer, our first time that we met. We went, took a chance, went to this thing called ECRM, which is basically speed dating for buyers and retailers. We pitched 26 buyers in 48 hours, which is crazy. And a lot of them were kind of older men in grocery that we're trying to convince and introduce to the cup for the first time. We just thought, oh, this is going nowhere. So we would, you know, feel like it was a feat if they showed some interest. But then in walks the target buyer. She's this woman, her name is Mimi Udazui, and she's from Nigeria, and just like had this command, and she was so progressive, and she'd been passing cups around. And I love Target for that because they're such a progressive brand and they want to be trendsetting on what's sustainable and what's, you know, modern. And she said, you know, I've been looking at a lot of cups, and she like was thumbing through our product and giving us, you know, different pointers. And she said, you know, I've looked at a lot of cups, and I mean, a lot of them, I've been pitched a lot. And I think that your brand is best positioned to take this mainstream. And she said it so matter-of-factly. And what she didn't know is that we had been working for like a year and a half now, trying to get our, you know, product, trying to get our packaging to be something that would appeal to a mainstream consumer and that would be worthy of Target shelves. And she just repeated back and confirmed exactly what we wanted. So that success happened later when she invited us to negotiate exclusivity and a launch in all Target stores nationwide the following year. And that really catapulted us as a brand.
That's amazing. And you're selling, are you selling the underwear, the undergarments as well as the core product too?
Yes. Yeah. So the underwear is in Target. It's also in CVS stores and Whole Foods. And so that's been more recent because we launched that later, but it's been a win to be able to get those on shelves too.
Oh, that's terrific. So building a brand in a market, obviously you've gone into Target, you're going into lots of big brands and you're still online, but how do you build a brand? How do you get people to know that you're out there?
I would tell people that brand is everything because, I mean, you can look at Amazon as an example. There are so many cups out there, many Chinese made, you know, generic cups that don't have great branding, don't have, you know, great trust with the consumer. You can buy two for the price of one of ours, and yet we're the best selling on Amazon, right? And we're also the best selling at Target, and we're a little cheaper than other brands. So why is that? Well, it's because you built brand trust. And so for me, branding is everything, and it's all about resonating with the consumer and your core values aligning with their core values. Core values of sustainability, care for the environment, care for people, you know, education, providing them value in reproductive health information, and then obviously having the product actually work. But building that brand is really what's going to help you command premium prices and is what's going to keep them loyal to you.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think is the most challenging aspect of building a company? And maybe it's the most challenging aspect of building a company and kind of a taboo, at least I would imagine when you're talking to investors or maybe even buyers, you know, of this category where, you know, they're incredibly uncomfortable talking about this topic. You know, in sort of a different, very different way, I felt like when we were raising money early on for an unsweetened flavored water, everybody didn't really understand it because the consumer typically was not, the male consumer was not really drinking diet soda. So they didn't really understand this addiction that people had to diet soda. So I think that it's come a long way since the beginning, but I can only imagine yours would be even more so. So can you share a little bit more about that?
I certainly have stories of speaking to rooms full of men, you know, attorneys and bankers and so forth. And you mentioned, oh, I sell reusable period care. And everybody leans back in their chair and looks physically uncomfortable until I start talking about the impact that we do, how meaningful it is, and talking about it with a really straightforward tone. And I actually believe that consumers have this pent up demand to be able to have these conversations. And they feel so relaxed and relieved to be able to have somebody who invites them in to the conversation. So it takes, you know, a little bit of warming up, but then you start to see them physically lean forward and say, oh, I do have, you know, a mother or a spouse or a partner or a daughter or somebody that these periods affect, and I do want a better life for them. And so I've been really encouraged to see that different behavior and see, you know, some of our best supporters are men. My husband, our co-founder, we work together. I know that you work together with your husband, but he knows more about women's periods than I think most women do. And as a mother, as a father of five daughters, he really cares about creating a world where his daughters can thrive. And so he has just as much passion as I do. But yeah, that is a challenge, but it can be overcome.
Yeah, definitely. How many iterations? I should have asked you this earlier, but when you were developing your core product, how many iterations did you have to go through before you really had a product that you could take to market?
Yeah, it was 14 iterations on the cups.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know the underwear, but I know that we had so many prototypes and you have to wear test it. And you not only have to test it for performance of the gusset and the length of gusset, but then you have to do it on multiple sizes. And then you have to make sure that the fit is right. And we had the best fit model in New York to be able to really create our fit. We have an incredible product development team that comes from, you know, Victoria's Secret and Aerie and Tommy John and so forth and has all this experience, which is why people love our products so much because it's so comfortable. But gosh, it takes so much time and you really have to listen to customer feedback. And we still do. We still hear customer feedback and continually improve our product.
Yeah, definitely. So best advice for founders or someone thinking about starting their own company, knowing what you know today, when you think back on those early days, or maybe, you know, you had already gotten the prototype finally done, but what would you have done differently or maybe some best advice?
Oh, there's so much. First, I would say, follow your dreams, dream big. Just jump in. A lot of people think you have to have an MBA, you have to have a polished business plan to be able to jump in. I didn't have any of those. I was an English major, right? We came from real estate, but we just had a really strong why and we problem solved into product development. So, you know, don't wait till you have all the credentials to jump into business. You can go in and it just really requires hustle, late nights, right? So much, you know, work ethic and then problem solving. And you have to have a strong enough why to get you through the ups and downs. There's a famous quote by Mark Andreessen, right, of Andreessen Horowitz. And he said, entrepreneurs only experience two emotions, extreme euphoria or utter terror. And I find a lack of sleep enhances them both. And yeah, that's really what it is. It is a roller coaster of emotions, but, and you will always have naysayers. But don't sweat the naysayers, because if you have them, it means you're doing something right. It means that you're being successful. So, you know, keep going, align with people who align with you and who believe in your vision, and push forward. I would say the last thing too, I just have to add this, but as a female founder specifically, don't be afraid to do things differently and to do it in a uniquely female way. And I'm going to give one example. And that's when we first started, I had just had my fifth child, my fifth daughter. You know, I was going to work with my baby and my toddlers who weren't in school yet. And I remember my husband and I looking at each other and saying, okay, this isn't working, right, to bring them every day. And I'm just trying to entertain them while I'm working. And it required more of my time, more of my face as a front-facing company. And he said, well, why don't we just start an in-office preschool? And I said, that could be great. Is that something people do? And he's like, doesn't matter. We create our own rules. We own this business. And so we did. So we offered this free in-office preschool, which we continue till today. We have three full-time preschool teachers. We have like 10 kids in there at a time. And we provide it free for all of our working parents who absolutely love it, especially the working mothers, because often the burden of childcare disproportionately falls on them, but our working dads use it too. It is so great for retention, and it makes it possible that we can see our kids and enjoy our children throughout the day without having to rely on daycare. So don't be afraid to shake up the status quo and to do things differently, because if we don't do it, especially for the women that we support, then no one will.
Totally agree. So thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom, and we'll have all the info in the show notes as well. Everybody needs to get a pair or a product from Salt. Really, really terrific. So thank you again.
Thank you, Kara. And we do have a coupon code for anyone listening, Kara15, for 15% off your order. And we'll have that in the show notes. Thank you, Kara.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. I would love to hear from you too, so feel free to DM me. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Undaunted, where I share more about my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.